This is Bob Stammers, Director of Investor Education at CFA Institute. Today on the line, we have Robert Martirana, a CFA charter holder and frequent contributor to Inside Investing, and the founder of Right Blend Investing, an RIA in Hillsborough, New Jersey. So, Rob, with the advancement of healthcare, there's a lot of talk about longevity risk and its impact on retirement savings. Can you give our audience some idea of what longevity risk is?
Great question, Bob. Longevity risk is based on your life expectancy. And what most people don't appreciate is that if you're 65 and your life expectancy is 85, there's a 50% chance that you'll live longer than 85. And life expectancy is what drives longevity risk. And longevity risk being defined as the chance that you will outlive your income.
So, in your opinion, do you think investors are adequately managing that risk?
Unfortunately, no, because people are living a lot longer, and sometimes they don't plan right. If you have a couple, and they're both 65, there is a 90% chance that one of them will live to 92 or older. So, if we have this couple who's 65 now, they have a 30-year horizon minimum for both of them. And over 30 years, you know, inflation eats away a lot of your principal. Your buying power will be reduced by 50% over those 30 years if inflation stays at current levels. So, unfortunately, I got to say that most people are not planning for their potential life expectancy.
So, in your position, how do you advise your clients to plan for living 30 years past retirement?
Well, the two things that we do would be holistic planning. You look at the big picture and then scenarios. The holistic planning, you look at all the sources of income and all the sources of spending and expenses. The income might be Social Security, 401ks, IRAs, the value of a home and other assets, and maybe even part-time work. You never know. Then there's scenarios. Let's run through and see what are the pros and cons of you achieving your goals with this level of risk, this level of income, this level of spending. And you play around with it a little bit. I do use models, believe in them a lot, but it's a tool. It's merely one way to get there. And you really have to spend a lot of time with the client saying, look, if you have a 50% chance of hitting your goal, would you be willing to cut your expenses at that point? So I would say it's a lot of planning and a lot of playing around with the numbers until you get something that you really feel comfortable with.
So what is the first thing that your clients should consider once they realize that their assets may not be able to support them through an extended retirement period?
So if their assets aren't enough to get them through, they're going to have to make some type of adjustment. Now, you either adjust your spending, you adjust your portfolio, or you adjust your products. You know, something's got to change. Now, you could just adjust your spending, you know, cut your expenses. It's probably the thing that most people don't want to do. Or maybe consider going back to work, getting some other income. Or you could adjust your portfolio. Probably going to have to make some type of adjustment in your portfolio and in your thinking to reach those goals. And if it's still not enough to cover it, you probably want to consider adjusting the products you use.
So I need to ask, should people be soliciting the advice of a professional on this matter?
Well, if they like math and they like doing a lot of research online, they might consider it. The one challenge I would offer to that is internet search these days has become so contaminated with people trying to sell you stuff that you don't know what to believe. If you have an advisor that you trust, you are much better off going to an investment professional. It's just like a doctor or lawyer. You go to somebody who does it for a living, you're probably going to get a better result.
Thanks, Rob. Really appreciate your input. So, if you want some more information on longevity risk or other investment topics, please follow us on Twitter at CFA Investor Ed.
Copyright 2012 CFA Institute.